South African President Thabo Mbeki is one of many current and former heads of state attending today's funeral for former President Reagan. Yesterday, Mbeki was meeting with the G8 leaders in Georgia. And earlier this week, he spoke to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about what African nations hope to gain from the G8.
Now, you have emphasized that the African nations do not come to the G8 summit as beggars, but in fact, they want to be treated as peers.
Part of the challenge of addressing poverty on the African continent means developing the African economies. You can't address these challenges of African development simply on the basis of aid. If Africa has a possibility to produce clothing and textiles, then we need access into the U.S. market. It's a very big market. President of Uganda, Museveni, has been very insistent, for instance, about reducing tariffs on processed coffee. They grow very good coffee. But the tariff system which favored the export of Ugandan coffee beans and punished the export of processed Ugandan coffee, it contributes to underdevelopment. Fortunately, movement has been made on that matter, so Uganda will be able to process coffee and therefore export a more value-added product. That reduces dependence on aid. It doesn't remove the dependence on aid. So I'm saying that it's really more a balanced approach.
Now, in South Africa, there are concerns that the ruling African National Congress has become so powerful. In fact, some say too powerful, that it's a one-party system now. Is this true?
No, it's not. The African National Congress is very popular. We've just had democratic elections now in April. And obviously, the people of South Africa support the ANC. And I'm quite certain that one of the reasons for the support is precisely the fact that the ANC led the struggle for democracy in South Africa.
You've spoken about a new generation of African leaders and new institutions to assure stability in Africa and proper role for government. I'm thinking here of the African Union, the African Court of Justice, New Partnership for African Development. How do they deal with a situation such as we see emerging at the moment in Sudan, where many people blame the Sudanese government for the slaughter that is taking place?
Our view is that so far, Africa's capacity to intervene in terms of the solution of the problems on the continent has been weak. And therefore, you needed these institutions to which you've just referred. One of them is Peace and Security Council. It was launched only now last month. Its first task is Darfur in Western Sudan. So the African Union, through the Peace and Security Council, is intervening in that matter of Darfur. And that's really what ought to happen.
South Africa has given sanctuary to Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the former Haitian president. He's been there since June the 1st. People are asking why you are involved with Aristide.
We started discussing with President Aristide and the opposition parties in Haiti in December last year. To say the resolution of that political conflict, I'm quite certain, is going to require that these political parties, including President Aristide's party, has to be party to that political solution. Otherwise, you'll never have stability in Haiti.
Do you anticipate that he will then remain in South Africa, or this is a temporary situation?
In our view, you are not dealing with the case of a person who is a political refugee. He ought to go back to his own country. But we've all agreed that there is need to contribute whatever can be contributed to find a solution to that conflict. And clearly, his going back to Haiti now would complicate finding a solution to this matter.
You will attend the funeral of former American President Ronald Reagan. Do you have any memories or thoughts about Reagan and about his political legacy as a world leader?
For South Africans, for us, for those of us who are part of the struggle against apartheid. It was actually during Reagan's presidency, the United States government started dealing with the ANC. Before that, U.S. government wouldn't come anywhere near us. We were a terrorist group. It was very important because the South African regime had been counting on the continued isolation of the ANC by the developed Western world as a terrorist organization, because that justified their campaign of repression in South Africa against the ANC, whatever else might have happened before that with regard to the role and the place of the U.S. government and President Reagan. Those of us who were involved in that struggle can't forget that. You got into that turning point, which proved to have been the start of the decline of the apartheid regime in South Africa.
Thabo Mbeki is president of South Africa. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.